Today, the calendar, we have to date today those who are in the calendar, we call it January 1, 2019. Question is, in halacha, are you permitted to do what I just did? Are you permitted to say, it's January 1, 2019, are you permitted in words to write down on a document that today is January 1st, the year 2019? What are the issues? Why should I not be permitted to do such a thing? So the truth is, there are three issues. Number one is, what exactly is 2019, January 1st, 2019? Where did 2019 years, since what? What happened 2019 years ago that it was year zero? There's a whole question, even among the Goyim, was there ever a year zero? How did it start? Did it start year zero, or did it start year one? No one knows, because they didn't start, because they started counting, they made the calendar afterwards, going backwards to a theoretical date. What exactly are we counting from? So if you look in the encyclopedia, you'll see two different things. We'll see that year zero begins the common era, or it's the birth of Yashka. Okay, the letters are A-A-J-C. After J stands for Yashka, C stands for, you know what it stands
Wasn't
for.
Wasn't that the Bris?
No, not the Bris. Well, that's what they say. I don't. Whatever it is. I don't even know. The truth is, I don't really know. I don't know this stuff too well. But the truth is, they don't even know. It seems that there's so much confusion. Exactly, what are we counting? Go on the street. Ask the average guy. It's the year 2019. What happened 2019 years ago that today we're counting from them? They don't even know themselves. They don't know. Is it from the birth of Yashka? Or is it from some event when the Goyim got together, the Roman Empire began? Did the Roman Empire... There's a lot of debate among the Goyim. Is 2019 years from the birth of Yashka, from when Yashka became popular, when he was accepted by the Hamoinam, when the Roman Empire embraced Christianity, when the Roman Empire even started? I mean, there are so many questions. So it's a suffix. Even if you want to be machmir, you'll say it's from the birth of Yashka. Let's be machmir. Let's be briskers now. Okay, we'll be machmir. Today is 2019 years bidyuk from the birth of Yashka. So that means that when you are writing a date, a secular date, you are being mazkir. You are indirectly mentioning a god, an avodah zarah. The Goyim worship this fella. They worship, they believe that he has no father. He has no father. He's a god. He's not a human being. He's a god. They worship him. He's an idol. For a Jew, Yashka is avodah zarah. For a Goy, it may not be avodah zarah, but for us, it's avodah zarah. So when we go, we date our documents, January 1st, 2019, we are indirectly, if you want to be machmir and you want to assume, which is probably not true, that it's from the day that he came into existence that we're being maskir in avodah zarah. It says in the Torah, "V'shem Elohim acherim lo yask." I forgot the exact lo saskiru al pich. I don't remember the exact word. There are psukim in the Torah that there's an open, direct, explicit psukim that mention that it is categorically forbidden for a Jew to mention the name of an avodah zarah, to have any zecher of an idol. Idols have to be obliterated, have to be destroyed. You're not allowed to mention their name. Are you allowed to say to your friend, "Let's meet for lunch"? So I'll meet you in front of the church. I'll meet you right in front of the. Are you allowed to say that? Awesome. Yeah. Lo saskiru. Lo yishama al picha. Lo yishama al picha. I'll meet you by the church. Isser deraisa to say, you know what? We'll meet by the church.
But if you say it in a derogatory manner, musabai shame. If you say it in a derogatory,
they're all heterium. Or you say the church is not the avodah zarah of this and that. Okay, they're all a lot of it. They're all different. But generally speaking, you're not allowed to say, "I'll meet you by the avodah zarah." You're not allowed to do that. The same way you're not allowed to say, "I'm going to meet you by the avodah zarah," you're not allowed to go l'chayra, if it is correct that the date is and the date relating back to the birth of this fellow. To date a document, you're making use of an avodah zarah. This is a serious problem. Problem number two. B'chukos seyam lo seylechu. Whatever a goy does, you can't do. If a goy does something, there's a halacha, a Jew is different. If they date their documents this way, a Jew is different. Ki atem mamleches koyhanin v'goy kadosh. There's a halacha that we have to be different. Chukas ha'anim. If this is how they date their documents, we have to be different and date our documents different regardless of why they're dating their documents. For whatever reason. A Jew is not a goy. Do not identify with a goy. The way you do not identify with a goy is you do not calculate time the way a non-Jew calculates them. Even if it's an innocent. Even if they're dating their documents based upon some innocent reason, some convention that they come up with. We're Jews. We're not them. We're different. Am levadot yishkan. We have a hard time with that today. We're so integrated with goyim. I mean, yes and no. And in many ways, we're so integrated with the goyim, we have a hard time appreciating it, that am levadot yishkan. We are apart from them. Don't associate. The dating, calculating time is a very fundamental element of life. And if this is how they do it, we have to be different. The third problem is an open pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says, "Ha chodesh hazeh lochem roish chodashim, rishon hu lochem lechodshei hashana." Read my lips, okay? That chodesh Nisan is the first month of the year. V'zehu. How dare you write today 1-1-2019? How dare you do that? One? Today is the first month of the year? You're writing that? That's the year? It's New Year's? Ha chodesh hazeh lochem roish chodoshim. How dare you? It's an outright violation.
But you told us this morning. Oh,
okay. So we're going to have to go through. So therefore, we have really, really at least three major issues. Avodah Zarah. B'chukos seyhem lo seylechu. And it's an open pasuk in the Torah. Ha chodesh hazeh lochem roish chodoshim. So let's deal with it now. The bottom line, everything is said and done. We'll cut to the chase. The vast majority of the poskim say it's permitted. Okay, the vast majority have no issue whatsoever dating documents. General documents, writing, go to a bank, you write out a check, you write a document, you can do whatever you want, you can use numbers, you can use date, the name of the month, January, February, which even though these things you can probably trace back to idols. We have no. The bottom line is most of the poskim are very lenient, and even those who are machmir, they're machmir only. They'll tell you, don't use numbers, don't use 1-1-2-0-1-9. Use January 1st. Try to spell it out when possible. The more you can spell out, the better. Because when you're spelling out, you're in January, you're using a name. You're not using the number one. But even that, many poskim say that's only a chumra meikar, then you can be meikar. Obviously, these three reasons most of the poskim hold are not everyone holds. There are people that really hold that it's osur. Okay, but we're not going to follow. That's not mainstream. Mainstream, it's permitted. And in fact, we have documents from the biggest gedolei Yisrael that they dated documents based upon the secular months. The Chasam Sofer, we have the Maram Shik. The Ramah himself, we have them. They're in museums, documents. They're handwriting. They dated documents on the secular calendar. Okay, so obviously they felt there was no prohibition. Why not? Why are these issues that we pointed out, why are they not critical? Now, as far as Avodah Zarah is concerned, right away we've taken away the problem by explaining is that it's really not proven, even in the secular world, that the number January 1st, 2019 is dated to the birth the bris, or whatever you want to say to his revelation, whatever you want to say about Yashka. It's not clear-cut. Maybe yeah, maybe not. The fact that it's not absolute already takes away the prohibition. The prohibition is only when it's absolute. Is it absolute? Not really. And in fact, according to Chazal, we learned the Gemara, Masechta Avodah Zarah. We know there was a person called Yeshu HaNotzri who lived before the date of year zero. We know that as a fact. We know there was more than one Yeshu. And those, the Yeshus that we know of, in from Chazal, do not fit, do not line up with the year zero. So something is off. So are you going to say there's another Yeshu? Are you going to say it means when they embrace the Yeshu? When the church accepted, when the Roman Empire accepted Yeshu? Who knows? But there's enough doubt and there are enough holes in this whole calculation that it does not appear to be solid enough to be called a violation of Shein Elohim Acherim Lo Yisazkiru Lo Yishama Al Picha. Now, going further down here, and I'm telling you a very delicate concept. This is a very hard thing to understand. I really fully understand words, but I'm just throwing out words, and you have to think about what this means, because it's cited by many of the commentators. There is a difference between calculating time and identifying a date. When you write down, today is January 1st, 2019, are you counting time? Is this Sfirah Soimer? This is not Sfirah Soimer. We're now counting. We have Hayoim Yoim, Echad Boimer, 5 days in the Yomer, which is 1 week. When we use dates in the calendar, we're not counting. It's used as a convention to identify a reference. It's a very far. What's the difference? Well, the way you reference is that you count time and you put a mark on this specific date. Obviously, the poskim who make this distinction hold, it's true. Every time that you reference a moment in time, it's only because in the big picture of things that you're counting time, but that's indirect. The fact that a reference point indirectly refers to a calculation of time, but you're not calculating time. The prohibition to use secular dates. Let's go to the prohibition of Rishon Hu Lochem L'Chodshei Hashana. Let's go to that avenue. That prohibition. It's only when you count time. You're counting in a continuous stream. You want to go look at a tekufa from beginning to end, and you're going to use secular dates to make a calculation in time. But if you're not calculating time, you're referencing a specific point in time, that is not called a violation of Rishon Hu Lochem L'Chodshei Hashana. Okay, it's a svara to think about, just pointing out general ideas.
Post-dated
checks, that's also, it's a reference point. It's a reference point in time. It's not a calculation of time.
So when you count,
it's a very fine point. I know, you have to think about it. Yeah.
When you count in Hebrew, you're also not saying, you're also not counting.
So you have to, I don't want to go into this more detail. It's a very difficult concept. You have to give examples to appreciate what they mean. They all mention this idea. This idea is a very popular idea. Why it's not a violation. There's counting time and there is referencing time. What exactly is the difference? I personally have a hard time understanding it. I'm throwing out words. I'm saying it because it's very popular, this idea. It's something to think about. We're running out of time, so run through some other ideas. Now, we mentioned before we started, there's a prohibition of Rishon Lechem L'Chodshei Hashana. This halacha was given us at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a pasuk in the Yirmiyah that says that in the times of Mashiach, now this is Zionistic type of art, I'm telling you, Lo yoimar oid chai Hashem asher helev asher hevi es b'nei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim. When Mashiach comes, you're not going to say anymore, you're not going to praise Hashem that He took us out of Mitzrayim. You're going to praise Hashem by referencing that Hashem took us out of Golos. And we'll also mention Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim will be secondary. It will not be primary. Many commentators go so far to say that the focus of this pasuk is referring to the referencing and maybe even the calculation of time. Until now, we used to count time. It's 10 years since Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's 100 years since Yetzias Mitzrayim. When they built the Beis HaMikdash, how did the Nevi'im count time? It's 480 years since the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim that we came into Eretz Yisrael. How many years is it from the time now we've come to build the Beis HaMikdash? They reference time from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Once there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash and we went into Golus, this halacha came to an end. Rishon hu lochem l'chodshei Hashem, it's a shocking thing to say, came to an end when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Now, there's a new calculation of time. There's a calculation of time from the time when the Geula began. The Geula already began almost 2,000 years ago. More than 2,000 years ago. Yes. Ksuba is a very interesting thing. How today we calculate the Ksuba from Briyas HaOilam.
Right.
So they did not always do that. They used to calculate it from the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then they calculated from the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Then there was something called the Minyan Hashtorais. There was a Takana, the time in the Greeks. For 1,200 years, Ksubas were dated based upon a secular date, a Greek calendar. It was called the Minyan Hashtorais Alpha. 1,200 years, a period of time, where all Ksubas dated based upon a, I think it was a Turkey or Greek, a Greek or a Turkish type of calendar. It's a very fascinating thing. And all the Chacham did this. They obviously held there's no violation of Achodesh Zelochem because that halacha has changed to a degree once we began, once the Golos began. Okay, now there is another heter which Chazal, the Poskim talk about, and that is if you have both together. If on your documents, a wedding invitation, why do you have to have the English and the Hebrew? Ever wonder why do you have English and Hebrew on wedding, old wedding invitations?
English is the abbreviation of what it is.
Who needs it? Who needs the English? Who needs the Hebrew? I once, actually, they used to have a dinner, they used to have a breakfast for the Vat HaRabbanim, the breakfast for Ezra's Torah. And they had an invitation. My father was very involved in Ezra's Torah. They had a breakfast every year. And they used to send my father the invitation for approval before they printed it, and they sent it to all the Rabbanim. And it was the English and the Hebrew, like a wedding invitation. And my father used to give it to me to look over. So one year I said to my father, what is this, a wedding? Why do you have to have the English and the Hebrew? Who needs it? Get rid of the Hebrew! And guess what? They listened to me. I was shocked. They listened to me. My comments made a difference. They listened to me. They cut out the Hebrew. They just sent out to the whole mailing list the invitation in English. They cut out the whole Hebrew. I don't even know what I was saying, and they listened to me. But I learned recently. You know why in wedding invitations you have two, English and Hebrew? Like you said, you have to have the English so people should know when it is, right? But there's a problem with that because it's a secular date, and that might indeed be a violation of everything that we've learned. You know how you take away the violation? If you have the Hebrew date also. When you have the Hebrew date also, you show that the secular date is just there as a reference point. If you don't have the Hebrew date, then this is it. Oh, this is it. That's a little bit severe. Okay, you could avoid all the... Anyway, everything is mutter. The bottom line is it's mutter anyway. But to lighten the prohibition, if you add a Hebrew date, it lessens the prohibition.
What about
that's what some do also. That's another solution.
Yeah,
is when you have the English date, you add the word in lemisparam. You add in the word lemisparam. They do that. And also they don't write the numbers. They don't write the numbers. You write January, February, March. If you don't write the numbers, that takes away Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi. Okay, you write. Okay, so
on a check, what do you write on a check for the day?
The bottom line is the minhag ha'olam is the bottom line is to be lenient. Is to be lenient. You can write 1/1/19. That's the minhag ha'olam. That's lenient. We're very lenient today in this matter. But there are people you will see who will not write 1/1/2019. They will write January. They'll write first, FIRST. They'll write January, or maybe they'll write out words. The bank will accept it. January 1st, the number, I don't know how they write out the whole number. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Because when you write out, you're not using numbers. It takes away the sting of what it says in the Pasuk, Rishanu Lachem Lachachi Hashanah. Now, I personally wonder the following, I'll leave you with this, start with this. I wonder, does it make a difference, the American style versus the European style? In America, we write, let's say tomorrow. Okay, let's tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be 1/2/19. In America, we write the month first. 1, to 19. In Europe, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
in,
well.
Yeah, Europe also, yeah, it's the day goes first.
It's
2-1-19. So I didn't see this in any sefer. I was just thinking about this and I was preparing. Maybe writing the European style takes away a bit of the sting, called the sting of the prohibition. Because if you're not writing, if you're giving, the prohibition is Rishon hu lochem l'chodshei hashana. The prohibition is on the months. The prohibition is on the days. When you put the month first, it's January. And we're calling January number one. Hey, that's not nice. The Torah says you're a Jew. January is not your number one. Your number one is Nisan. Excuse me. Okay. We make off all the various reasons. But if you don't write the month first, you write the day of the month first, it's two. And it's two of this particular month.
This particular month.
So when you're writing the number two first, you're not giving such chashivas to the month. It's like, you know, there are 365 days in the year. And the way we break up the 365 days in the year is by dividing it into 12 parts. And you know, each month you have to know is it 30 or 31 or 20, 28. When you put the day first, perhaps to some degree, it takes away the chashivos of the month. It reduces it a little bit. I think you appreciate what I'm trying to say. So just like we have all of these solutions where we're taking away the toikif of Rishon Hu Lochem, we're always looking for, and we don't have a real solution. We're just trying to minimize the prohibition. When you write it, you know, you're confused. In America, don't do this. Obviously, don't do this at home. You're going to get everyone confused. But the Europeans and the Israelis who do follow the style, their convention is day first month. Maybe there's a reason why that happened. Maybe there's a reason because that does indeed, you're not giving the same prominence to the month. It's different. Is it? Maybe not. And it makes much more sense what they do. Think about it. First is the lesser, then you go to the greater. First is the lesser, the prat, then the klal. America, we're all mixed up. First is the klal, then the prat, then the klal. Klal, prat, klal. Even klal, a lash of a prat. What are we doing? What?
But we also, our calendar.
Yes?
I didn't see a Jewish calendar. It should start the year in Nisan.
It
always goes to September.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The Torah says, Rishon Hu Lochem. That's what the Torah says. Nisan is number one. We don't have a choice. Okay, and the most outrageous thing is that, you know, some people, they claim that today in the Hanami, we have to, there's always there's a Zionist part. You have to change. We find in history, we count different events. We used to count from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We count from the Churban. We count from the kings. Right? There's a whole system of calculation. The Jewish king, when they became king. When a Goyish king became king, we used to have kings from the Churban. From the Churban. So today, Zionistic Vart, today we should count from the Hakoma of the Medinas Yisrael. So today is year, what is it, 72? We're year 72. The first day Rosh Hashanah, and our document should be, it should be what? On the wedding invitation? 70 from the Kamsa Medina. So there is such an argument. I hear the argument. Okay, you have to be from a certain machne to make such an argument. But it is a complex halachic sugya. Everyone is metapel. It does not appear that we have a perfect solution. But we have a mahalach, and the minhag ha'olam is clearly to be very lenient in these matters. Have a wonderful day.